Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mike Stollard is our guest, our good friend, 10-year member of our Brain Trust, leading authority on leadership, co-founder, I should say, and CEO of ePlurbus Partners, author of Fired Up or Burned Out and Connection Culture. And we're talking about that connection thing right now, aren't we, Mike?
We are.
So we in the previous segment, you helped us refocus ourselves personally and as the CEO of our lead and the leader of our organization. Now we need to get it down into the team level, right?
That's right. We've gone back in the refocus stage, looked at the prior year. We have some clarity of thinking about what we want to accomplish in the year ahead. Now we want to take the time to share some of the fruit of that step one with our team. And so we reconnect with them to just express our gratitude for who those individuals are, what they've accomplished in the prior year, how grateful we are for them, to thank them for the work they're doing and the contribution they're making.
Right.
And also to have a conversation with them about, what are their hopes for the year ahead and how we can support them in achieving their career goals.
So when we reconnect with them, we're also, in the reconnection, we're able to kind of evaluate their focus as well, aren't we?
Yeah, we want it to be a win for them too, and that's how we're going to get the most engagement, alignment. The most of what they have to offer is if it's a win-win. If we align what we're trying to accomplish with what they hope to accomplish, and that's where the magic happens.
Two of the mistakes I think a lot of business CEOs make is, number one, they don't think of their employees as being individuals who have their own set of personal goals for their life, and we don't think of them as being the owner of their world. They're part of your world and their own set of success goals for that. I think we mush a lot of that together, and we just think of all of us doing the same thing, when what you're trying to help us do, I think, is to see that everyone has, that they're an individual, they've got their own goals for their life, and they've got their own expectations for their performance in your company, which are not exactly the same things.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope that we can figure out a way to align them. Otherwise, it may not be a good fit long term. So it's good to know that too.
Well,
I think
or
alignment, it shows you care.
Or they wind up thinking you don't care.
Right. Yeah, which is not good. Then they check out.
That's right. And of course, as you know, That's perennially over decades the number one reason why people leave.
Yeah, and you look at the numbers. I mean, that's most of the people, sadly, who are in the workforce. They've
right.
checked out. They show up for the paycheck because they have a
right.
mortgage and retirement to fund and college education, things like that. But they're not giving, they're not energized. They don't give their best efforts. But when you connect with them, connection creates energy.
Tell us how that works. Tell us how the connection process works.
Well, the connection process, I think, number one, it starts with taking the time to get to know them, know about their lives. What are their career experiences? What are their hopes and aspiration for their career? And then also things outside of their career. What are their interests outside of work, about their families, about just who they are as individuals? When we take time to get to know them and really align their work in our organization, on our team, with their goals, when you create that alignment and they know you care, then you really do get that engagement. And then you have to stay reconnected as well.
Well, that's exactly right. And what I love what Napoleon is alleged to have said. He said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. And if you've got an employee that knows that you know the names of their children, you know that one of them has been sick. You know that another one's getting accepted into a college, or they've just got braces. Whatever you can know about their family or their life, anything you can can know about that and demonstrate to them that you not only know, but you care about it, that's a bit of colored ribbon.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they'll fight long and hard for that.
That's right. And it also builds trust, too. You know, it's when we get to know people, we naturally trust them more. I mean, there are other aspects, too, right, like reliability and our perception of their competence, our perception of their, you know, their self-interest versus their desire to serve others. But intimacy is the word that I think analysts call it, is just getting to know people, who they are, what's important to them. So that's a part of it. That's an important piece.
There's another part of connection that I think we might not take advantage of, even though we may do it, and that's investing in them. I mean, we make investments in things all the time in our company. I think it's appropriate to point out, you know, I'm investing in you. Maybe it's a training program or whatever, and let them know that you're investing in their proficiency.
Yeah, and that's where I think that conversation to ask, what are you hoping to accomplish in the year ahead? You know, maybe they want to develop some competency in some areas that they don't presently have strengths in. And
if you've never done this with them before, though, it might seem a little weird to some of them. What do you think?
Well, you got to start somewhere,
right,
and the sooner the better.
Right. But, I mean, the second year is going to be easier than the first year, right?
It is. And as you do it year after year, they'll see that you really do care about them, and they'll see their progress if you help them grow in their career towards your career aspirations, too.
The website again, Mike.
Connectionculture.com.
So check that out, folks. The books are there. Michael Stoller's, all his excellent writing is there as well. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with more to come. We're going to energize. We're going to re-energize.
Right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.